This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fight in Gaza resumed.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is responding to U.S. cautions that it work harder to prevent the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
They have actually given civilians in Gaza a list, a map. It's online, where a list of areas where they can go to be more safe.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, but after sending civilians to southern Gaza, military action is taking place there. He says Hamas breached the truce last week by not providing a list of women and children hostages eligible for release. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears headed into a third year. Ukraine's government continues pressing allies for financial material or financial aid material, but the United States Congress has yet to approve and appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government.
Failure to pass a long-term spending plan may have serious implications for continued wartime support for both Ukraine and Israel, a fact not lost on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a recent interview, Zelensky said Ukraine must not allow the world to forget that, like Israel, his country is fighting for its survival and doing so before a winter phase of combat sets in. At the ongoing UN Climate Conference, or COP28, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the clear message from NATO allies was continued support for Ukraine. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The Associated Press has learned that a former American diplomat who served as a U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested on a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation and is accused of secretly serving as an agent of the Cuban government. Two people familiar with the incident say that Manuel Roca was arrested in Florida. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels struck three commercial ships on Sunday in the Red Sea, while a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault, according to the military.
The USS Carney, a Navy destroyer, detected a ballistic missile fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen at a Bahamas flag carrier. Shortly afterward, the Carney shot down a drone headed its way. About 30 minutes later, the carrier was hit by a missile and the Carney shot down another incoming drone. Two other commercial ships were both struck by missiles, and the Carney shot down a third and final drone. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibility. That's all according to U.S. Central Command, which says the attacks represent a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Indonesia's Merapi volcano has erupted, spewing ash, plumes, and blanketing several villages with ash.
The eruptions shot white and grey ash plumes for more than about 9,800 feet into the air, with hot ash clouds blowing several miles to the north, according to Indonesia's Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Centre. An official at the monitoring post says there have not been any casualties so far, adding villagers have been advised to stay about 2 miles from the crater's mouth. And the eruption alert level was at its second highest. Several villages have been blanketed with falling ash that's blocked out of the sun. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuela's election authority says that voters approved a referendum called by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to claim sovereignty over an oil-rich and mineral-rich neighboring Guyana. Few voters could be seen at voting centers on Sunday, but the National Electoral Council claimed more than 10.5 million voters cast ballots. Venezuela has long argued the territory has stolen when the border was drawn more than a century ago. Guyana considers the referendum a step toward annexation, and the vote has its residents on edge. Venezuelan voters were asked whether they support establishing a state in the disputed territory and granting citizenship to its residents. The practical and legal implications of the referendum still remain unclear. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.